The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With Juan McCartney is sponsored by Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, C-File, Commonwealth Bank, the Digital Transformation Unit, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Fincastle Media Group, J.S. Johnson, New Life, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Polly's Playhouse, Popeyes, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. As always, we got a lot of things going on in this little country of ours, a lot of news. I know, like, most of the foreigners who would come to work in the Bahamas for news outlets, they would always be shocked, even if they came from like large cities, of how much actual news is generated in such a small country. And so sometimes you do think, we're making mountains out of molehills, but a lot of this stuff is newsworthy information that pertains to things that kind of govern who we are as a nation and where we're moving. And of course, if you come from someplace like Toronto or Los Angeles, or even Miami for that matter, you don't think that there's a ton of impactful issues going on in like the Bahamas. You just think it's a beach or a cruise ship thing, and that may be the extent that you know about it. So it's always a learning experience when that's happening. All right? I like when I'm on air and people start messaging me then about conversations. My cousin is messaging me. She knows I'm on air, but I'm going to not be able to respond at the moment. So we got the budget going on. We got several things going on. And we're going to talk about it, and we're going to try to get through as much of it as we can. I don't think I have a... They told me I had a guess, and then now I don't. Or a paid thing, but now I don't, so... I guess it's just you and I today. You find a thing to do it? Kermit, you find a... You play it? I can play it on the break. Yeah, do it on the break. You ever feel like listening to some good old-fashioned Bahamian music? That's what I feel like today. Right? Maybe because my daughter's learning all these songs in school. These Bahamian, like, you know? Songs from like the 70s and the 80s. Not the soca thing y'all doing. I mean, I like it. I am knocking it. I'm just saying we got some stuff that's our own. It may not be like the hit in like worldwide popular culture, but we got some stuff. It make you feel something. Like feel something Bahamian when you hear it, you know? So I feel like here. All right. Now we are looking at several things. The first thing I want to look at, and this actually was very... I won't lie to you. When Wayne Monroe announced that he was going to... announce that, not him, but Alden Scott was going to be released from prison... I don't like to pull or put mouth on anyone, but I didn't feel as though that would end well. So I had said, when he said that on Friday, I don't know your situation, like money-wise or whatever. Sometimes you do come out of prison with a couple bucks. I was leaving, all right? I'm gone. I'm going from the gate of the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services to like the mailboat, right? Like one shot. I'm gonna wait there for the, I don't know when the mailboat has come from wherever. I'm gonna wait for the mailboat. And I'm gonna just be around there. I wasn't going back where I used to hang around, where people know me, all that stuff like that. So now he's dead. Right? They found him bleeding from the nose, like in a through a track road, and took him to hospital, and now he's dead. Police took him to hospital, he's dead. So they don't know what happened. People are positing different theories. But what happened? No? You know? You have them come. When they come talk to you, I can't help you. I can give you I can give you the lawyer number. I can't help you. But I had my reservations about announcing these people's names and what exactly that meant as far as the ramifications of the safety of people who were put out on the sex offenders register. All right? So he's dead. We don't know how he... I don't know how he died. And I'm trying to understand exactly where we go from here. Now, Jared Higgs did an interview with Alden Scott's brother who lives in Grand Bahama, and he just told a really terrible story about this man's life. And he just, you know, the suggestion was he was abandoned when he was very young. And he never really got a chance. So he was kicked out of school at 10 for stabbing a teacher with a protractor. And then the brother says, the father asks, well, what do you plan to do with your life now at 10 years old? I can't wrap my mind around that. But I also can't wrap my mind around someone who repeatedly rapes and hurts people and injures people. So maybe being in that situation was just so troubling that he had a problem adjusting, you know, to normal life. Now, at the end of the day, I can't really judge you on what's in your heart. I can only judge you on your actions, what you say, what you put out there. But even if you're failed at a very young age, at a certain point in time, you are going to have to accept as an adult that you are ultimately responsible for your own life. That though you may have been wronged and though you may have not had advantages, though you may have been molested, raped, abused, right? Though you may have been like strung out, prostituted, hooked on drugs and alcohol from a very young age, had unwanted children. At some point in time, you're going to have to confront the fact that you're responsible for your own actions. All right, and whether that's you confront that because of a prison sentence or you confront that because you are injured or you confront that because you're saying to yourself, I just can't live like this anymore. This isn't how it was supposed to be, and I need to fix some things. All right? Not everybody has the strength to do that on their own, particularly young people. But you're going to have to, at a certain point, take ownership of your life and realize that because you may have been hurt does not give you license to hurt other people. All right? You got to deal with your trauma a different way. Now, being institutionalized from the age of 13, as his brother said he was, could really impact. And they said they sent him to the prison, which must have been many years ago if he was 13 years old, because I think this guy was 54, 53, something like that. So it would have been a long time ago. And I'm not condoning, like, violence against anybody who's released, but I am saying you got to understand that the public tolerance for a lot of this stuff is low. People are going to want to hold you accountable beyond the time you serve in prison. To me, his sentence was not lengthy enough. you're only releasing him to put him right back in there because he's been in and out there his entire life. And ultimately, the safest place for him to be might have been in prison. He survived in prison. He didn't survive 72 hours outside of prison. So we got to look at this thing. We got to be careful of what we're hollering for, unless you're saying we just accept that possibly vigilantism is part and parcel of the sex offenders registry and announcing it and all this. All right. So let's be careful about what we're wishing for. Were I him, I would have caught the first thing smoking off New Providence. If that mean I got to go live in a shack and do subsistence farming, then that's what I would have done. But I don't know what happened. I don't know that he got out and he didn't reoffend and the situation escalated. I don't know. I'll tell you this, and I'm not an advocate for vigilantism, all right? I'm always for let the courts decide. Sometimes you don't have that luxury. But one of the strangest things I've ever seen, I've mentioned this before, right here through a pit road, there was a murder, right? And I was working here at The Guardian at night. It's probably 9 o'clock at night. I used to work crazy late hours. Still do, just working from home. And the police said, you know, come, there's this one, Evans. This is how long ago this was. Walter Evans was the police liaison. And they were like, come to, you know, Pit Road. And I was like, hell, that's right there. All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to do this murder. I'm gonna write it up. We're going to go from there. I get out there, and Candy Gibson from Foam was there. I get out there, and I hear singing, right? And I'm like, what's happening? Because usually you go to a murder scene, and you hear screaming, right? I got there, and I hear singing. And what happened was, is the guy who was killed was shot dead. He had just been released from prison a few weeks earlier for rape. He was a serial rapist, and he used to rape young girls, pull them aside. They said he had HIV. I don't know how true that was. He used to grab young girls, any girl, right? Grab them, rape them in the bushes or behind houses, and just continue on smartly. He'd get a rain, come out, rape again. This time he went to prison, he came back. Someone shot him in the head. All right. Word on the street was he messed with somebody's daughter and they took it into their own hands. The women in the neighborhood got together in a chorus and started singing praise and worship, rejoicing this man's death. All right? You don't hear a lot of praise and worship on the streets in the hood, right? There's a lot of churches in the hood, but Pitt Road's the hood, man. All right? I can't help you with that. Am I wrong? You don't want to commit? Okay. It's palatial. Behind Christie Park. It's a high-demand area. They were rejoicing this man's death, because they felt that a great injustice had been corrected. The injustice being he's free again. Look at him, he's going to rape again. Now you're dead. And they were singing and praising God. I'm not lying about this. So, you know, maybe that's part and parcel of it. All right. This is Juan, why Nuri and Parker still on Guardian Radio? Why by Grab. Nuri and Parker? Oh, Sydney. Quincy Parker, C.A. Nuri. I like C.A. Nuri, and Quincy Parker's a friend of mine. But I don't know why. It's not me. Yeah. It says, oh, my God. Yeah, real talk. Real talk. They were, and this was a chorus of young women and some older women who lived through there. The dark of night, they were putting their hands to heaven, praising God, singing hymns. You wouldn't think they knew all these hymns. Right? It says, and the man is a bishop's son who was murdered in Pitt Road. I didn't know he's a bishop's son. Are we talking about the same guy? They were rejoicing. So, you know, the sex offenders registry is tricky. What I believe is a better way to do it is, as opposed to announcing it to the public, you have the police coordinating with the prison, and they've got the information, and you'd have to speak with the judges about this because the Ministry of National Security and the police can't impose sentencing conditions. But you have the police coordinating with the prison to know who's been released when, all right? And the police make it their priority to maybe check on the guy or try to figure out where he is. Or if something happens, they know that there's a particular person who's been recently released and he's been seen in the area, and maybe we could look at it like that. There's probably a better way to do it than just come on TV and talk about this guy who's committed all these heinous crimes and be like, well, we're about to let him out. You know what I mean? It's weird to me. It says, yes, it's the same guy. He raped a girl at his mother's church. I didn't realize that. The women in the neighborhood, when I asked them why they were singing, all right, they were like, it's the work of the Lord that somebody killed him. He didn't deserve to live, was their point of view. They knew girls he had raped. It says, we should not be practicing and praising vigilante justice. Are we serious? As I agree, because vigilanteism on paper, it sounds solid, right? Like, I watched The Batman recently. It took me like 5 days to watch it because it's 3 hours long. You know, where does that end? Vigilanteism. So now we're playing by what rules are we playing by? Or are we playing by no rules? And you feel I've wronged you and have no evidence, but that's just what you think. And now you come and attack me. Like, we got to draw this out to its logical conclusion. It's a slippery slope, is what I'm saying. All right? Now, let's see. So sex offenders list is tricky, but I think it's needed. And I don't even have kids. In the USA, I'm pretty sure they have sex offenders on the crime maps per neighborhood. A map of your neighborhood can't be within 500 yards of schools or whatever. I think that's part of the reason why they have people tented up under highways, etc. Because there's only so many areas outside the restricted zone. I mean, you could look at that. Again, to me, the public, the publication of it, the publishing people's names and pictures, be on the lookout for this guy. I don't know that that's an effective remedy. Right? People shouldn't be out here raping. The police should be keeping an eye on people who've been released from prison. But at the same time, you've got to also be aware that there are going to be bad actors out there, all right? And they always won't be hardcore, snarling beasts of sex offenders who are roaming the streets. You're going to have people in your church who go mess with your children, all right? And it's your duty to, like, vet them. You don't know. You're going to have teachers who might do that. You may have your own friends and relatives who might do that. You'll be surprised to hear what goes on. So it ain't just these guys. You got to exercise a modicum of care at all times. Man. It says, great show. He should have known he would have died. Well, how can you tell? It says, Juan, the Batman movie was incredibly boring. Sorry for not warning you before you decided to watch it. You know, I enjoyed it. It was a good detective story. I am finna sit nowhere and watch a 3-hour movie. I might go catch. The next movie like that I can sit and watch is probably the Avatar movie. That coming out. I can watch that. And I can watch the one before it. But I got a lot going on. I'll have to go to the movies and sit down to watch a 3-hour movie, and that's a stretch for me. Like, Spider-Man was great, but even in that, I was like, I gotta pee. Right? And the only reason I finished the Batman was because I was home. I had COVID. It says, good afternoon, Juan. In my opinion, they made a fanfare of announcing his release and blasting his picture everywhere on purpose. They already had a kiosk people could use. They wanted to get the public riled up. And now that he was killed, government has the excuse they wanted to not make the list public, protecting their friends, families, and cronies. I don't know that he was killed, but I'm just saying, he's been chilling in prison for years now, and a couple days he gets out, he's found bleeding, and then he dies. And I haven't heard from the police about it. And I'm not going to condone anybody killing this man. All right? I'm not related to anyone he hurt, right? But just as a regular citizen, I'm gonna go like that's probably not how you want to deal with all these things. Even though I do understand people get frustrated and get angry. It says we could have, as a community, dealt with it in many other civilized ways: community watch, church counseling, etc. My God, he was a human being, a sick, disgusting person, but human nonetheless. Now, also keep in mind. I remember what I said earlier. At some point, you're going to have to realize, like, I need to be accountable for my life. There are some people who don't want no help. Like, I can't help you if you don't want help. Right? You know what I'm saying. You know y'all have relatives out there. You talk to them for years, you know. You see them as a teenager. They're getting in trouble. They're on drugs. They're on drugs in their 30s. You know what I mean? And you're looking at them like, come on, homeboy. Like, yeah, I know you had a rough life, but by the time we knock it on 40, when you start being accountable for you? Like, what? How all us? And you know, and it breaks people's hearts because they got to move on with their life. Like, there's a guy who's, I think I was telling you about this before, but I didn't call his name. But he lived kind of where I grew up in that area. And his parents used to lock him out the house during the day. And they'd let him in the garage to sleep at night. And he's from, he was young. All right, he was an alcoholic. He was probably on some other drugs too. And then he'd go back in the garage to sleep. His mommy would give him some food, and he couldn't come in the house. He was the only child. The mommy died. Then the daddy was there. The daddy was a little more compassionate. He said, because the mommy said, he can't come in the house one time. All right, but usually the daddy would be hardcore like that. The daddy was a little more compassionate. He'd let him stay inside, but he had to leave during the day. And then come back at night, and I see this guy, and this guy balding, got gray hair and all that, and I've known this guy for years and years and years. And I ain't got nothing to say to him, but in my head, I'm like, man, when are you going to take accountability for your life? Your father's old now. You can let your mother and father die and see you like this? You so wrap up in your own addiction that nothing else matters? I don't understand it. All right, you're going to have to try at some point if you want to help snap out of it. His daddy died now. He roamed in the street, as far as I'm aware. The property looks abandoned. What do you do? All right, how do I take accountability for your life when you don't want to begin the process of remediating your life? We're going to talk about the budget, don't worry. It says the Tribune is reporting that he had bruises about his body. The day they announced it, I told Dwight I was iffy about the announcement. Yeah, I felt weird about it too. Because it would clearly only lead to one thing, and no Minister of National Security should be looking for that outcome. He wasn't, I remember, was straight up like, this ain't going to work if someone go hurt this man. However, however, while that is admirable, Wayne Monroe has been at this long enough to know that when officials get on TV and go, don't commit crime, the criminals ain't checking for them. They don't care what you're talking about. Y'all need to stop killing each other. I got you, Papa. Right, we can do that soon, as I kill DSF. It says, was the rapist actually killed or did he die of some terminal illness? I really believe they intentionally released him because they knew he was dying. And why are the police silent on this? They should advise by now the nature of his death. Yeah, I'm going to do some follow-up with the police, too, because I thought we would have heard something today, but I didn't see anything. All right? We got to take a break. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. We'll finish with some of these text messages with this, and then we will dig into some more budget issues. Stay tuned.
Going to pick up the mail from the mail. Die, die, die. first big city I ever seen. I left the island, I was 16. First big city I ever seen. I left the island, I was 16.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Happy anniversary, My Gateway. Did you know that you can request and pay for over 35 government services on mygateway.gov.bs? Sign up today and access government services online with efficiency and simplicity. It's a celebration of a year of collective success on our digital transformation journey. My Gateway, making government work for you.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding lives. By knowing what actions you should take to reduce the effects of hurricane disaster, get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, surge protectors, essential supplies, plus so much more before the storm, after the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and more. The Nassau Guardians Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today at 302-2300 or your account executives. Will you be prepared?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We got, you know, I was supposed to get Nehemiah Heald in. He's got some new music coming out. We can go through some good old Bahamian tunes, too. See what Fred Ferguson's up to. Okay, we got some breaking news here. This is being reported by the Nassau Guardian, so I'm comfortable reporting it to you. This says Long Island MP Adrian Gibson is in police custody. It says Long Island MP Adrian Gibson is in police custody and is being questioned in relation to a probe into the Water and Sewage Corporation, where he served as executive chairman under the Minnis administration. Deputy Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernander confirmed to the Nassau Guardian a short while ago. The Nassau Guardian understands that Gibson came into the Criminal Investigation Department accompanied by his lawyers, Ramona Farquharson and Ellsworth Johnson. This is a developing story. All right, so Adrian Gibson is in police custody being questioned about the water and sewage probe. I'm going to leave that there for now until we have more information, but that's just the latest that I'm getting out to you. All right, I'm not going to expound on it. I'm not going to make any inferences to it. I'm just going to leave that there, okay? So we're going to not dig too deep into that. Let's go to the phone line. We got a phone call? No problem. I got to dot my I's and cross my T's. You know what I'm saying? The first thing people go, McCartney, say. Somebody called me the other day. McCartney called you. I said, oh, God. I got no problem. If I call your name, you can call me. Everything cool. Good afternoon. Welcome. But y'all is lie by what I say. That's my issue. Is y'all don't tell the truth. Y'all is bastardized what I actually said. Because you'd swear I'd be on here talking about people, children. I'd just be talking about public issues. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Are you there?
Good, man. Good topic. Can you hear me?
Yes. How's it going?
Oh, that's good, man. You know, say one or two things today. And you're making some good topics today. And that's why I like your show sometimes. You know, we straight to the point, fair and balanced, like I am. But the young man who got killed, or Leslie, got killed, got it after being a little person. I know that man quite well. It's a whole entire family. They want to go over to Son Ghana. No, his brothers, all of them. His nieces, all of them. Nice people. Daddy was a good welder. His brother, welding, you know, good people. His one of his brothers, good mechanic. You know, but it is what it is. You know, he had a bad track record from that time. But see, and I listened to you say something a while ago. See, these things happened in the country when the people saying that the system is not working. The court system ain't working. Listen, like I said something the other day, people hit their car, ain't fixing the car. People keeping the thing and nobody getting, everybody can pay bills for these things. They need to fix the country. Stop worrying about these international things they're trying to push on us. That's why they give this our problem for you. And then maybe we could go and deal with some of these things. And the other issue I want to mention now is that with Adrian Gibson going to court, that's nice to know. You see, what could happen now, Warren?
He didn't go to court. Hold on. He didn't go to court. He's just in police custody. Okay?
Oh, well, he didn't
He's
go to court.
Speaking with the police.
But what I really want to say is that the rest of the people don't part of these cabinets, the same thing happened to them. We watching everything. They got to be clean and fair and balanced now. See, the people tired. We just tired of all this nonsense, back and forth talking. I don't like people who talk too much on the one. In the Bahamas, if people like you, they lie here. If they hate you, they lie against you. I'm trying to take my call, my brother.
Okay. All right. No problem. Now, I disagree with the part about the court system failing. I think that the court system worked. He was accused of a crime. He was charged with a crime, and he was convicted and sentenced to prison. We can parse through whether the sentence was sufficient, given the nature of the crime and his history. But I wouldn't say the court system doesn't work. So again, Adrian Gibson is in police custody, being questioned by police. No one said he's been charged. I haven't said he's been charged with anything. When you go to CDU, all right, and they caution you, or CID, they keep switching up the name. When you go to speak with the detectives at CDU, all right, when you come in, one of the first things they will do, when they want to talk to you. Not all, come see me, come hail me up. We get to talk to you. There's a matter that's been brought to our attention. But you go in, if you're smart, you got your lawyer, okay? They're going to, before they start talking to you, caution you as to what it is they're going to talk to you about and how what you say could impact a lot of this stuff moving forward, all right? At that point, you're in police custody, okay? You can't get up and go, okay? You can't, I got lunch. You leave when they tell you leave. At that point, and attorneys know that. So he is in police custody. No charge yet. From police or any court at this point in time. So that's all we know. I know you want to let your imagination run wild, but that's all we know for now. All right? Let's do some more of these texts. It says, hi, Juan. I agree the way Wayne Monroe spoke to make that gentleman seem like such a threat. And because of that, he got killed. I don't think so. I don't think Wayne Monroe is responsible for this man's death. Not in terms of anything he may have intimated. We could question the wisdom of announcing that to the public. But last I checked and Wayne Monroe checked, that was what the popular sentiment was. That we need a sex offenders register. That the public should be made aware when sex offenders are released from prison. If you want that, understand the rest of what may come with it. So I don't blame Wayne Monroe. I just don't think that Wayne Monroe saying don't hurt the guy is going to have any impact on someone who really wants to hurt. Someone who wants to hurt you, they don't care. If someone wants hurt you, if someone wants kill you, they are going to kill. Unless you can avoid them or stop them, they ain't checking for what the police or Jesus or Brave Davis say. They want to kill. That's what they on. That's what's going on around here. You can't. That's like, what do you call the violence interrupters? Like one out of a thousand, you can get a fellow. I don't really want to kill him. I'm just mad right now. Let me interrupt the violence. If I really want to kill you, I can wait days outside where you stay at till you come back. I can go get your fam. This is a serious thing we're dealing with here. We got to stop living in fairy tale land. Like these killers just, oh, if only Matlock, or what did it name? Kojak, not Kojak. Without a dude name. Oh, if only Jessica Fletcher from Murder, She Wrote could have spoken to the killer, they would have been dissuaded, right? They're going to have a goodwill hunting where it's not your fault, and we're going to cry it out, and you're not going to go kill someone. Y'all, wake up, all right? Wake up to what's going on there. You have bloodthirsty people who are going to kill, and it's going to be difficult to stop them. This is why I am armed. All right. It says, I hope that the authorities are actively seeking what happened to Scott. It's no way you should tolerate vigilantism in our country. Who the hell commissions that? Miss Marple, Inspector Clouseau. I guess. I don't mean to make light of it, but y'all living in a fantasy world. You might could catch him before they flip, but once that switch hit, they on autopilot. Good day one. I guess we have a Green Arrow who does the vigilante. Yeah, I mean, I'm careful of that because someone may be like, you know, McCartney did this and you'd equalize it. You trying to help him get justice. Don't leave me alone. I knew nothing. It says, Juan, if your daughter got raped by that man, you'd be rejoicing too. So please think, because the justice system and the police ain't doing anything about these criminals. If my daughter got raped, we'd be having a different conversation. So like I say, I can't really speak for me and how I would act in that situation. But I wouldn't say the police aren't doing anything. The police caught the guy, charged him. He was charged in court. He was convicted. He was sentenced to prison. We could talk about the judge. We could talk about other mitigating circumstances, X, Y, Z. All right? It says Wayne Monroe gave a recent picture, date of release, and his current home address. And he did give the area where he's the frequent. I can't blame Wayne Monroe. Right? I can't. All right. If I now, you could argue that, you know, that was super quick because they announced it. But if someone really, what is doubtful is that he started something up again and somebody just killed him right then. That soon after him being released. That's possible, but it's doubtful. I don't know that he was killed, but it sure looks that way. So if Christians prayed for his death, can we blame them? Well, see, that you don't pray for people's downfall. All right? That's what they used to do in the Bible. Pray. Lord, please guide our sword as we slay their heathens and all their children. Says Juan, you can't blame Wayne Monroe. I don't blame Wayne Monroe at all. I don't blame Wayne Monroe for what somebody else went and did. How I could stop you from killing somebody? How I could do that on the TV by talking? Now I could prompt you to go kill somebody. You kill them. That ain't on me. That's on whoever killed him, if he was killed. One, the public notification is intended to inform and alert those who do not know the released accuser. Those in his neighborhood or relatives of his victims absolutely know where he lives and probably most of his movements. The public notification is for us who aren't familiar with him. Yeah, maybe you got it. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. It says, do you feel that the minister was grandiose and irresponsible in publicly promoting the convict's release? Why was placement on the registry not sufficient? Will his death be investigated properly? You know, we can debate it. We can debate whether that, I think Wayne was just responding to public sentiment. We can debate whether that was the wisest thing to do. But I ain't gonna blame Wayne Monroe for somebody killing somebody else. That doesn't add up to me. We gotta take a break.
Are taking you to the beach with our ultimate summer beach box. Purchase the box and enter to win day passes, water park passes, beach chairs, towels, and much more. Enjoy the ultimate summer box, which has our iconic chicken sandwich, two chicken tenders, one side of choice, and a 32-ounce Coca-Cola beverage with dipping sauce, perfect for a beach day. Fill out the skill question on your seat, then drop it into the entry box or enter online at Popeye's Bahamas Facebook page.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Your health is important. Don't trust it with just anyone. Welcome to New Life Natural Vegetation Cell Food Limited. We stock an extensive range of health foods, alternative medicines, and organic produce with a wide variety of special dietary foods, herbal teas, and herbal medicines. New Life also carries natural, organic, and environmentally friendly soaps, body lotions, and other skincare products. Stop by our state-of-the-art alkaline deli and try our all-healthy and all-natural tasty choices. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can answer any questions you may have. We offer on-site consultations on nutrition, diet, and healthy alternatives to disease and ailments. New Life cares about you and your health needs. We're located in the Independence Drive Business Park, East Street South, south of the Independence Roundabout. Visit our website at www.newlife1020.com. Let your food be your medicine.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. Sorry, I'm coughing. I don't have their own anymore. It's not that. I was having lunch during the break. I made a lot of good choices today, but this salad, right up there. All right, we got a caller. Let's do it. Oh, we actually have a little quick interview here that we're going to do. Okay, so we have, there's an event coming up tomorrow. It is an afternoon of inspiration with Lisa Nichols and guests. It's with Lisa Nichols Hall, another guest. It says, do you ever felt like you are meant for more but didn't know the right actions to take? Good news. This Friday, May 27th, Lisa Nichols will be leading a session at the Afternoon of Inspiration to help you powerfully step into the life you desire. Are you ready to go for what you really want? It's going to be at Margaritaville tomorrow at 4. Joining us, we have Darianne Romer, and she's going to tell us more about the event. Good afternoon, Ms. Romer.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am very, very excited about this event that's happening tomorrow. Like you said, Lisa Nichols Hall, she's going to be our keynote speaker. Mm-hmm. And before she comes on, we're going to have a panel of some amazing Bahamian women that are just, you know, doing great things in their careers and their personal lives as well. So we will have Simone Bowe, Charlene Paul, Christine Russell, Gravette Brown, and Charnette Thompson. Mm. And Lisa, she's going to be on for about an hour and a half, and she's going to just give us, you know, the tools that we need to succeed. You know, a lot of people don't know, but Lisa, she started off as a single mother. She was, you know, broke. She did not have any money. And over the years, she was able to transform her life into what she is now, which is an award-winning author, motivational speaker. And she is, you know, now she's made the Bahamas her home, apart from her traveling the world, doing what she loves. And she's now coming to give us the tools that we need to succeed and to transform our lives. So we're very, very excited to have her and all of our other guests tomorrow. And we're actually offering a group discount, a group rate for groups of 10 or more. So if anyone wants to, you know, treat their staff, treat their friends, they can get in on this special, and they can just give me a call, and I will be more than happy to get them signed up so that they can be a part of this wonderful event tomorrow.
Excellent. So tell them how to contact you, how to get in touch with you so they can take part in the event.
Okay, perfect. So they can give me a call at 456-1597.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. 456-1597. So what does Lisa Nichols do to help people to get on the path that they desire?
Okay, so essentially what she does is she uses, you know, her experiences that she's had over the years to help people. So whether that's one-on-one with training, but her trainings are very expensive. So to be able to get Lisa one-on-one is very difficult, mm-hmm. and if you can get her, it's very expensive. So, you know, when she has events like this or when she's a guest speaker on events like this, people are able to, you know, get a taste of what they would get one-on-one, but, you know, at a more affordable rate and still get, you know, an amazing experience with her.
Excellent. All right. So give them the information once more.
Sure.
I'll get in touch with you.
You can give me a call at 456-1597.
456-1597. All right. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For letting us know about that. We appreciate it. All right. Okay. That was Darianne Romer. She's talking about a evening with Lisa Nichols tomorrow at Margaritaville. You can give her a call to sign up if you want to go deal with that. It's always good to hear from motivational people who help us understand better like what it is it's doing. Okay. Let's talk. Let me finish these messages and then we will go from there. It says, one, Wayne Monroe should not have done... Listen. This is what I tell people from my perspective, right? Figure out what y'all want and then let me know, okay? Because y'all is crying. Not all y'all, but a lot of y'all is crying about why ain't no sex offender registry, why ain't nobody... Wayne Monroe told y'all the problems associated with it. This guy comes out, Wayne Monroe's trying to say, look, we believe this guy's a threat, okay? Be careful, be forewarned. Y'all ask me to tell y'all, when do people get released? He comes out, the man sits there and says, as clear as day, do not hurt this man. This will not work if you hurt this man. Okay? I don't know what more you wanted him to do. Give him, like, armed guards. Then you'd be, you know, pissed off about that, too. I can't hold Monroe accountable for other people's actions. That don't make no sense to me. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Awesome.
I myself can't hold Wayne Monroe responsible for what happened to this gentleman. However, as long as he has been a criminal attorney, I have a feeling that he knows that something like this was 99.99% possible. So he knows. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know how we can do that registry thing, because there are persons out there that are far more vicious racists than him. Now, I know his brother referred to him as a monster, but there's persons out there that are far more vicious than him. And nobody knows who they are. They're in the community. They get in, they get out. You know, I'm trying to figure out if they can ever put anybody back on that, because the way the Bahamas is going now, they still have a lot of bloodthirsty persons.
Well, you didn't have to do too much forward thinking to understand that the man probably was going to be in danger. Probably being in danger in any event, if people know he's out there. But yeah. Announcing it, because watch this. Look at the guy who's on work release, right? They didn't tell nobody about that.
No.
But they found him and killed him.
Exactly, because the persons who wanted him,
right?
They kept an eye out for him.
Right.
Okay? I think they're going to pull it back. I don't think we have no more names on that.
No, I think that's the end of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's history. That right. Would be in history. But I think what they need to do, being so much lawyers sitting in there, they need to work on fixing the law, because I feel like if they know, like Mr. Monroe said, he spoke to him personally, if they know that this man is not rehabilitated, knowing that he previously had, 18 years for the sentence to the 17-year-old, mm-hmm. then make him finish that then.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Rather than put him on the street, realizing he's not rehabilitated, let him finish that 18 years. He spent 8 or 9 of that. Said, you know what, seeing that you're not rehabilitated, we took it upon ourselves to cut your sentence in half because of your behavior, but seeing that you're not ready, we're going to give you the rest of that to finish off. I feel like that would have been a fair shake.
Yeah, but the only person who could have done that was the judge, though.
Then take him back to court. They need to adjust the system. Like you said earlier, you don't feel like the system is failing. It may not be so, but it appears so. And appearance is a serious thing. It appears to be failing.
Right. I understand about appearance, right? Now, I also understand. I also can't say definitively the guy was killed. But the system can be failing if the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services got 2,000 people, at least 1,000 are inmates, sentenced inmates. You know what I mean? It could be better. We could improve it. But it ain't like there's no justice out here. You know what I mean?
No. We're not saying there's no justice. But I feel like the laws... Okay, let me say it like this. Like how I explain to my kids. And I could be very, very, very wrong. But I said to them, I feel like our laws were given to us from back when the colonial persons were in power.
You don't got
to
feel that right? way. That's the truth.
Where, yeah. as slave masters and owners, they can rape and molest their slaves And if they go to jail, it's a short period of time and back on the street. I said, look at stealing, robbery. That's something that a slave probably would have done out of hunger. They would have pieced something, but look at the sentence for that. It's longer.
But you don't even got to go as far back as slavery. You could go post-slavery into the colonial rule of the Bahamas and other Caribbean countries. Those laws, a lot of laws we have on the books, they were handed down from that era.
Okay, so and this is why the law, look at murder. The law is even lighter on murder. Things that those persons would have been responsible for doing back then are the laws that we now trying to govern ourselves with, and it's not working. How long is it going to take before the persons we elect realizes that it's not working and that they need to sit down and do some serious rather than pointing fingers, but you do this. No, don't do that. Do something with the law. Fix what you can fix while you were there.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. I think there's more nuance to it than just that. Because if you look at the law, it gives you a range of sentencing. So the judge could have gotten more, given him more time. We always say we need new laws, right? Which is sometimes true, depending on the case. But when I look in the Hansard and in the Gazette, ain't no shortage of laws. That you got laws for shortage, and you know, supposed to have your bicycle, supposed to get a license plate for your bicycle, your dog's supposed to be registered, get a tie, all kind of laws out here. Right? Now, are they effective? I can't say that if a guy rapes a woman and he goes, this guy's in prison numerous times, so he went to prison. So which part of that is the justice system failing? We could talk about judges and what they're dealing with and the way that they're operating with sentencing, etc., which I think is lopsided. But I'm not willing to just go hardcore black and white. System's broken, failing, nothing happens. I'm not willing to do that. This is Juan. You have a legitimate point. Jerome Avenue 6 weren't publicized on their release, but yet they were dead within an hour. We have to decide whether we want to be a society of law and order or a cowboy town. It's just that simple. If I was Monroe, I was going to do that. Ever. See, Wayne Monroe, you're new to this, right? I can help you. Don't let people tie you up in knots. If you make a determination that you're a pro, I mean, I wouldn't be running on with all the age of consent. If you make a determination in conjunction with law enforcement officials, prison officials, that this is the way we're going to move forward, you have to hold firm and at least try your way before the public gets to determine what the way should be. Now, public sentiment was always Mark Orlert, da-da-da-da. Fine. All right? The Sex Offenders Registry, y'all have been saying for years this could pose a problem. All right, but sometimes you're in a political position. You let popular sentiment sway you. But I'm no politician. That's why I could stay here on radio and disagree with you. But if you're a politician, people don't like to hear that. All right, particularly Wayne Monroe, dry eye. So he ain't gonna make you feel good about it, per se. But if you feel you have a better solution, then do that. Don't worry, the kiosk and all this other stuff. Do that, right? This clamoring for, because if you mind everybody out jail, they can take you from the police station to the gallows, and we could do it in public and have popcorn. So you got to hold firm if you think you understand the justice system and you understand how this could work better. But again, I don't know that the guy wouldn't have, if he was killed, I don't know that it wouldn't have happened had nobody said anything about it. Because I've seen all sorts of people released from prison get killed. He says, hopefully that COVID cough isn't long COVID, bro. I don't have no COVID. I have no COVID. I am negative for COVID. All right? You get this COVID letter on you. You can't take it off. That's what I'm telling y'all, the danger of it, right? You know, he had COVID again. Let's go to the dinner. Oh, you just had COVID. I can't. I don't think we're going to make it. I'm so sorry. They just had COVID at the house. It was just, right. It's a great show as usual. You know, us babies complain, and we also have a comprehension problem. I mean, I think sometimes you're thinking it through, but then you get emotional, right? So that the guy was a serial rapist, you're going, the system don't work. And I'm going, okay, let's figure out a way to make the system work better. I'm not saying it's going to fail. If you're a serial rapist, we may, and this may get into constitutional issues, you may start talking about conditions of release that go along with sentencing. And you could do a lot if you're willing to change the laws. All right? This says, bro, you say you have faith in the system. I don't. How do persons go to jail for murder without a witness or a murder weapon? How do persons go to jail for murder without a witness or a murder weapon? Well, you're going to have to help me with that one. Who's gone to jail for murder without a confession or a witness or a murder weapon? When does that happen? There's no witness. There's no murder weapon. They didn't confess. They just were randomly charged with murder. And I'm assuming they pleaded not guilty. And so, without any evidence, a jury convicts them and sends them to prison? I don't know that that's accurate. You may feel as though that's right. And that's what happens. Sometimes there's feelings involved. Because I don't want no one out on a loose who could rape anyone in my family. It says, I did consider that too. You might see a list or a map and be like, oh my God, a sex offender lives within a quarter mile of my house. But then someone right next door might be an issue, but was never convicted. So yes, you got to keep your guard up always. Teach your kids the boundaries, stranger danger, etc. I'd be running out with my children, all right? I was at, I know people thought I was crazy. I was somewhere and I was just had to walk right there to the window. And I was online, you know? Because you got to wait 6 hours to get anything done around here. And my kids were in the car. I left the car running in the air conditioner. I could see them, right? And there was this guy. He's like a vagrant. He was like kind of hanging around the car panhandling. And I told this guy from the line. I yelled at him across the parking lot. I was like, bro, go that way. And I was dead serious with that. And he went. And those people looking at me like, this guy's got a problem. My brother, I have to go crazy when I come to my kids. That's where I'm at with it. Let's take a break. We'll go right back. Be right back.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays, too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads, too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them on 242-356-0249.
Bahamas Welding and Fire is doing it again with another anniversary blowout sale. Save big with up to 50% off at our tent sale and selected in-store savings. Come celebrate our 50th anniversary with us and save. Friday, May 27th, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Save big with houseware supplies, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, barbecue grills, lawn and garden supplies, automotive supplies, hand and power tools, appliance combo specials, and so much more. BWF, we're more than just our name. Located number 13 Wilton Street, 394-0004-6. Check us out on Facebook.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I haven't even gotten into the budget. I got a lot of thoughts on the budget. I expressed some yesterday, just kind of looking at what was going on, but I got a lot of thoughts on what was said yesterday, and a lot was said yesterday, and I got thoughts on what wasn't said. However, it's important, I believe, that we have these conversations as a country. Because no one in their right mind believes that adults should be left to prey on children, all right, in any respect, but particularly not raping teenagers, molesting 9-year-old girls, etc. And so you do want harsh penalties. You do want a system that can get people who do that convicted, sentenced to prison. You do want to have rehabilitative efforts. Some people are simply broken. You want a system of sentencing where there are checks and balances before you just release them into society. Because in my view, if you're a repeat offender and you've been to prison several times and have demonstrated the same behavior each time you leave prison, unless you could demonstrate, that's why we need a parole board beyond the board of the prerogative of mercy. If you can demonstrate to me through some sort of psychological evaluation or your own, petition that you don't plan to continue this behavior that you've had as a pattern throughout your entire life, you might as well stay in prison. What you coming out here for? To rape and to kill and to be killed? You might as well stay in prison. We can take care of it. Don't worry. We can feed you, we can house you, you stay over there. Don't worry about coming out here. So we need to have these conversations as a nation, right? Because we want all this stuff. We want to have a system that's hard, that isn't lenient toward people who are committing these crimes. We want to have a Minister of National Security who's working to make sure laws are passed, that we're aware of what's happening with sex offenders in our country, because we're all rightly fed up with it. We want the alert system, and we want them on TV. But then when something happens, we're all going, well, that was not what I wanted. And why did Wayne Monroe do that? He did it because y'all petition the government to change, to pass a law that allows the Minister of National Security to do exactly what Wayne Monroe did. Wayne Monroe didn't make that up. He didn't just get out here and let me go do whatever I feel like. He did what the law that you, the Bahamian public, asked them to pass, allowed him to do. At some point, we have to take part in being accountable when what we ask our lawmakers to do doesn't work out the way we thought it would. So I ain't trying to clean up bodies of sex offenders who get released. I think the police could have much more productive uses of their time. Maybe it's not a good idea to broadcast these people throughout the nation. I'm not blaming Wayne Monroe, but maybe it's not a good idea. Maybe you're not going to get the result you want out of an abundance of caution. I told you before, I felt the way about it on Friday. And on top of that, I like the people send me voice notes while I'm on the show, too. That's good. On top of that, I explained, were I him? Just knowing what's going on around here? I'd be gone. I wasn't stopping to hail nobody. None of that. Oh, I'm out. None of that. I was going to the mailboat. I was going to catch whatever. Where y'all going? Andros? Where I can go in the marsh. I can go help out on the farm. That's what I was going to do. But you can't have it both ways. You can't say you want the sex offender register and you want them made and you want it made public. And then what is a result that's well within the realm of possibility that anybody could have thought through is the guy gets killed. And then you hear the brother tell the guy's story, and then people's hearts start bleeding. Oh, he was a young boy, and he was like, yeah, you wasn't worried about all of that when you wanted his name and picture put out there for the world. You wasn't worried about what his brother said or what happened to him when he's 13. The time to worry about that ain't after he's dead. He's dead. You could go litigate whatever you want. You could go talk about the system and his parents and all that. He's dead. That's why I don't run on after people die. They're gone now. What are we running on about? And people call me talking about Pinland. Pinland dead. What you want me to do? Go out to his grave and complain? The time to worry about what your issue was with Pinland was when he was alive. So we got to move on. Alden Scott is dead. Whether he was a monster or deserved compassion is immaterial. We know there was a particular chain of events. We don't know that he was killed. It appears to me he was killed. But the time to worry about who he was and what he may or may not have deserved, that ain't after he's dead. I think this conversation can just help us to better understand. Maybe we think through public policy efforts more carefully. Right? Maybe the most passionate response is not the appropriate one. And when you have people who are legal experts like Wayne Monroe, if we elect them, we have confidence in them, we're going to have to accept at some point that we're going to have to allow them to manage and lead. Again, don't comment on what you would do to help people who are convicted of sexual molestation. That's not appropriate for the Minister of National Security. But in terms of making sure that the community is safe from sex offenders, you're going to have to let Wayne Monroe and Paul Roll and all them, that's their job. When we start dictating to experts how they should go about doing their job because of popular sentiment, we find ourselves running up on bricks. All right? That's how I'm feeling about it. Isn't it terrible that the bad boy gets all the airtime, but the victims get no airtime? I mean, I don't know who his victims are to give him airtime. You want me to guess and talk about what I don't know? says, a few years ago when Yahoo and Hotmail was the social media tools, there were pictures of a male school teacher with a female student athlete engaged in sexual activity going around. So, yes, predators are in every aspect of society. Yeah. You got to be on alert for everybody. I don't, all this, oh, you know, it's from this area and that, and look at, you know, nuh-uh. I trust very few people. My daughter had a friend come over the other day, right? For the first, she'd come over a couple times with her mom while my wife was home, right? And this was the first time that her mother was going to leave her at our house for the afternoon. And I had met the father before, you know, in passing at school and everything, they're classmates. And I was coming back home from the gym, and they were leaving, the parents, and the wife was saying, oh, and my husband, she was kind of joking about it, my husband had to come by and, you know, check and make sure everything was okay and all that. And I said to the husband, I said, man, you better. Don't take for granted, because it's me, and people know me, and I work at The Guardian, that my home is a safe haven for your child. Don't do that. I don't do that. Period. Man, you want to keep your children safe? Best you worry about where you drop them off and who's around and what they're doing and what the environment look like. Because you can get your feelings hurt around me. I run a background check on you. All right? See, what's weird in this society is that some sins seem to be greater than the next. It's amazing to see the same fornicating citizens choose which sin is the least and the greatest. I don't support illegal activity, but I know you don't exact justice on people before they make a decision to turn their lives over to the Lord, because if you want to do that, the Lord will exact justice on you. Yeah, I mean, look, if it's my child you hurt or a family member you hurt, I can't make you no promises as to what I got to do. I want to think I'll be the good citizen. I can only, for me, I can't make you no promise. But I don't think we should just go around killing people. Juan, can you tell me the name of the mushroom Ms. Yang mentioned on your show yesterday? Rishi mushroom. R-E-I-S-H-I. Also cordyceps. Since McCartney, you heard what Alvin Scott's brother said. Their dad cut him off from age 10. What kind of father was that? One of my friend's relatives cut her daughter off from 13. What kind of mom was that? A lot of men and women out here aren't mentally equipped or mentally competent enough to be parents. McCartney, I'm going to say it again. People should not be allowed to have children until they're tested and proven mentally competent and fit enough to be parents. I'm going to say it again. People should not be allowed to have children until they're tested and proven mentally competent and fit enough to be parents. Children are not animals, toys, or objects. You're just willing to deal with what they are. Precious, vital little humans that need to be protected, taken care of, nurtured, and socialized properly. Absolutely, I agree. But I'm going to say this. I'll say this. That's horrible, right? But that your father cut you off at 10 years old, that you went to prison at 13, that you possibly got raped, had nowhere to be, and nobody looked out for you and cared for you, that is tragic. But that does not give you license to go hurt other people. Like, people go, hurt people, like it's a given. Like, oh, okay, well, he was hurt. Nah, I don't care what happened to you. In terms of, you must hurt someone I love? All right? You're an adult now. You got to take responsibility for your actions. You know? At some point, you in prison, you sitting down, we could discuss it, right? After you dead, I don't see what the point is. Let's go fine tooth comb through your life to see who hurt you. Man, I don't know who hurt you, but I know you're a grown man out here raping a 17-year-old girl. I can't go to your daddy and go, why you do this? Why you let this dude grow up and rape my little girl? I can't. That ain't how that works. Says one, they should just say a sex offender is living in this area. They don't have to say who. That's true too. You don't have to say who. You could be like, we're releasing from prison a sex offender who used to frequent XYZ area. Be on the alert. It says Monroe should feel guilty We don't like MPs to speak on what's popular, enact laws, and quell your personal biases and opinion. Too much popularity contest. And I mean, I don't know that Monroe did that because he felt it was popular sentiment. But that's what people were clamoring for him to do. So sometimes when the debts of society is paid, there could still be debts outstanding. That's true too. Just call me crazy, but I think this is the outcome people wanted. We'll have to pull this back. I'll stop at before saying they wanted the man dead. Why everybody thinking someone harm or kill the rapist and the autopsy report isn't out yet? Again, I don't know that anyone harmed or killed the guy. I know he was found bleeding through a track road. That's not a normal circumstance. And he went to hospital and died shortly thereafter. So if they find me, here's the thing. Arlie, if you find me bleeding through a track road, all right, and I die in hospital like a few hours later, the following day, assume the worst, all right? Call the police and tell them investigate what's happening. Because that ain't a normal set of circumstances. He says, while we're at it, let's just all feel remorseful for every murderer, robber, etc. I mean, he says, hey, bro, those with sympathy should have been affected by this monster. I ain't got no feelings for no sick pervert. I have two daughters. He should have not been released. Public safety is first. Yeah, well, they couldn't keep him, but I mean, and this is going to sound cold to you, but I don't feel no remorse about it. I don't know him. But just as a general principle, I don't think you just go kill the people after they're released from prison. Says, this is death being investigated. I don't care about him personally, but the law is the law. We can't have vigilantes out here. Sooner or later, they'll end up killing an innocent individual. I agree. I completely agree with what you said. Well, what upsets me most about these past vigilante killings is that these people associate this with God's will. God forgives. We constantly call ourselves a Christian nation. This is a Christmas nation and not a real place. Yeah. This says, I think the way one person on the sexual offender list was broadcast was intentional. You have many pastors, politicians who need to be on the list. Why? Why weren't their names also released? Okay. In future, the victims, family, the schools, and the community, the persons listed should be notified. What was the purpose of posting his name and face to the entire Bahamas? I don't know. And I mean, it's a legitimate question for us to ask Wayne Monroe. It's a very good question. Now that this man is dead, do you think that anything you did may have led to that? Do you want, are you going to change the way this works moving forward because he's dead? Yeah. This is one, you see why some people don't run for public office. They want to blame Monroe for this man's death. But this is the same thing he said he didn't want happen. People asked for names to be released, but now they're trying to blame Monroe. Voters don't know what they want. This is why I can't run for public office. I would punch out many voters. All right, don't punch nobody. Here's the issue, right? And this happens too. And people don't confront their own feelings about it. Right? A lot of people want to know who the sexual offender, well, okay. A great many people want to know who the sexual offenders are, and they want them broadcast out there like that. But then a great many people have a conscience to where they're uncomfortable with someone being killed in this manner, and now they're trying to seek to rationalize it in their mind. Like, yeah, I wanted him out, but I didn't want him killed, so now I'm going to put that on Monroe. It says, we need a registry, but it should follow tried and proven international protocols. Yeah. This is, my daughter wanted to work out in a hotel gym one night while in the U.S. It was past my bedtime, but the hotel staff watched me set up shop outside in the lobby while she was working out. Daddy duty, no regrets. Yeah. I mean, your daughter sounds like she's older, too. My daughter's 6. I'll act a fool, dude. He'll be like, you know, McCartney's like insane, right? Don't invite his kids anymore. Like, that's, I'm that guy. It
says Monroe's not accountable on this issue. Citizens have to understand the law and personal responsibility for upholding law in a civilized society. Mental issues out there, we can't just be behaving like the Wild Wild West. It's messy. Oh, we gotta take a break? Let's take a break. Grab it.
You do coffee? You're with double shot decaf cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Stand on Bahamas, it's your boy, Sawyer Boy. COVID is clearly unpredictable. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are. I'm young, and it still put a beating on me. I had no other option but to go to the hospital. I remember the doctor telling me if I had waited one more day, I wasn't gonna come inside here alive. You don't wanna be in the same position that I was in. Vaccines may not stop you from getting COVID, but it can stop you from getting COVID the way I had COVID. You don't want that way.
Your health is important. Don't trust it with just anyone. Welcome to New Life Natural Vegetation Cell Food Limited. We stock an extensive range of health foods, alternative medicines, and organic produce with a wide variety of special dietary foods, herbal teas, and herbal medicines. New Life also carries natural, organic, and environmentally friendly soaps, body lotions, and other skincare products. Stop by our state-of-the-art alkaline deli and try our all-healthy and all-natural tasty choices. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can answer any questions you may have. We offer on-site consultations on nutrition, diet, and healthy alternatives to disease and ailments. New Life cares about you and your health needs. We're located in the Independence Drive Business Park, East Street South, south of the Independence Roundabout. Visit our website at www.newlife1020.com. Let your food be your medicine.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're talking about the death of Alden Scott and the ramifications of what that means for the sex offenders registry, for the justice system. You know, I think it's a good discussion to have. Certainly people feel a type of way about it. We got a call. Let's go phone call. All right, We'll do a couple calls and we do some more text messages. Then we're out of here. Tomorrow we got, well, I'm confused. I think we're at New Life tomorrow. I'm supposed to have Simeon Hall. I want to see if we can both do it at New Life. But I'm pretty sure we booked something at New Life tomorrow. Anyway, we'll see. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hey, Vaughn, what's up, brother?
Hey, I'm good, man. How's it going?
I am great, man. Hey, you know something? When I hear people talk about we need to amend laws, it's not like that, you know, Mr. McCartney. The laws need to be enforced.
Correct.
Because, like, you simply, as simple as you were saying earlier, I was listening to your show, as I was working, is that right down to bicycles, the laws are not enforced with a bicycle.
Correct.
If you have a dog, like you said, you have to have your dog with a license or a little collar or something to say that dog.
Right.
But you know that's the problem. There's nothing wrong with the laws. You know, the problem is, Mr. McCartney, is that the lawmakers needs to enforce the laws, because every time when something happens, all people say, "Oh, go to the House of Assembly, do this, do that." But the things are there.
Absolutely.
And I can be honest with you. One before I go. If the government decides to enforce every last law upon the Bahamian people,
you'll never have Anna to cry.
I'm telling you. Have a good day, my brother.
All right. I'm telling you. Everyone, like, you'll never have Anna to cry. If police go, we can enforce every, as much as y'all just run a red light and do illegal traffic maneuver, the first cry, why they don't go catch these criminals? And it's to be said, you do want the police to enforce the laws. You do want the strong laws in your community, because it's a small society. But at the same time, if you ask for something and you get it, and then you don't like the result, you got to kind of be able to pull back and go, hey, man, maybe I wasn't too clear on what all the ramifications could be. Then again, maybe some people wanted it to happen. Who knows? Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, my man?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
Yeah, I know you're getting ready to go. I was trying to get you all day, but you said something a while ago I totally agree with. All these bleeding hearts, they just make me sick. You understand me? Because when last, you ever hear a prison tell you, for y'all, it is really releasing the door, watch out for him. And last you ever hear the prison tell you that.
I don't remember that ever happening.
And then the minister, so you know, he had to have been a creator, right?
Yeah.
Now, how they know he wasn't dragging some other little 9 or 10 year old girl to that shortcut when them people family caught up with him and do him in right where he was? How they know he ain't going through the, and because of his sins, what he done do, he ain't knock himself out.
Yeah.
Everybody trying to blame the minister. The minister doing what he has to do. They doing what they got to do. Because one, let me tell you something, I got 7 grandchildren, and the youngest one of them 5. And God forbid my little baby, sweetie baby, for a monster like that to impose themselves on her, bleeding heart, I know I got energy. You understand me, one? These people need to stop. Wayne Monroe, them can't even stop people from killing people who coming out on murder bail. You think he could be able to stop someone like that?
Yeah,
an offender.
Right, it's difficult.
My last point is, you ask all them bleeding hearts who calling you, what is their young girl's name, the 9-year-old? Where does she live? How much of them go around by her and find out if she need anything or if she have anything for school? But they went with a big, great, anyway, almost cussed just that one. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem, I understand. The reason we don't know the victims is because they don't disclose the names of victims of sexual assault in court to protect them. Yeah, 9-year-old girl doesn't need her name on the internet forever and ever as being a victim of sexual assault. At some point, she will want to more than likely continue on her life in private and productively without always having that stigma attached. Because the 9-year-old girl didn't do anything wrong. I'm shocked Yelena asked me what she was wearing. It says, if a young girl is raped, it can cause serious harm to her womb. Thus, she may not be able to carry a child when she becomes an adult. Okay. It says, let sexual offenders do hard times. Stop taking serious violence lightly. It's serious. Yeah. And again, man, I'll tell him this if he were here, and his brother doesn't seem too pressed about it. Alden Scott appears to have died the way he largely lived, which was badly. I can't dredge up any remorse, but I don't think we should just go around killing people. This says, I don't think the bloodthirsty people get it. People who say the most bloodthirsty person shouldn't be treated like this are looking forward to the day when an innocent person is caught up in a series of unfortunate circumstances. You can't bring dead people back and say, sorry, I made a mistake. Order serves the innocent. All right, fair enough. We got time for a couple more calls? It says, God forgives those who show repentance. Read up on Manasseh. Manasseh? Okay, I will. What's the name of the product the lady said helps her knees for Miss Yang? It's arthritis ointment or something like that. It's arthritis treatment. Go check out Miss Yang, Shirley Street, right? Two doors down past the National Center for the Performing Arts. Says Juan, his parents failed him. Yeah, they did. Sounds like they did, for sure. Sounds like they did. Absolutely. But when all is said and done, your parents ain't gonna do no time with you. Your parents ain't gonna have to deal with whoever wanted to deal with you because of what you did as an adult. So you could do that, and there's validity to it, to where you talk about your trauma and all sorts of stuff like that. But that's something you deal with in a different way. That ain't something you deal with by raping people, and you know, they said he was for murder. I don't know if he was ever convicted of. I think he was convicted of murder. I'm not sure. That's not, so you could blame mommy and daddy up to a point, right? But at some point, you grown. All right? Remember I told y'all the conversation about don't have your mummy call me, but nothing to do with work? All right? Because I wasn't aware that your mummy was part of the package deal. I thought you were an adult with your own agency and responsibility. What me and your mummy got to talk about? So you, before the judge, oh, my mummy didn't love me. Man, you better stop talking garbage. Your mummy ain't love you. You ain't gonna come tell me that. You know, my parents failed me, so I rape your daughter. They better have you behind bars or a petition. That can make me angrier, you say that to me. So what you trying to say, I must go back in future, I must go into the quantum leap machine and make sure your parents loved you and you didn't stab a teacher with a protractor so you didn't hurt my loved one? Quit playing, man. All right, we got to go. Shavargo Lang's up next. I don't know what he's going to talk about. Z Live off the record. Stay tuned. You guys have a great day, Bahamas. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. I'm unsure of the exact location, but we're going to work it out. Take care out there.